Hi, this is Rick. The file you're about to listen to goes over creating a small home network, including how to set the network up, how to do file sharing, and also how to do printer sharing. I had a few problems doing all of this, and my recording didn't come out perfect. I think I was overloading my mic a bit, and I tend to drop a little bit here and there, but I don't really have time to redo this, at least for another week, due to my volunteer work, so I haven't been having a whole lot of time lately to get things done, and I did want to get this out because there were several people that were interested in this podcast, and it's already taken me a week, so I'm going to edit this up as best I can. I had some serious technical difficulties on the printer sharing section, and I hope it doesn't confuse everybody, because it did turn out to be a little complicated, and I had a lot of troubles, and either I wasn't doing something right or Windows wasn't doing something right, but I hope this isn't too confusing, and I hope it helps everybody out, so thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I am going to show you how to set up a small home network using XP Home. I will also show you how to share a printer over the network connection. And we'll also show you how to share files between one or more computers on your network connection. Okay, so what we're talking about doing here today is taking two or three computers and hooking them together to form what is called a network. A network allows you to share files and printers between two or more computers. And how this is done is you get what is called either a hub or a router or a switch. These devices allow you to hook multiple computers up to them, allowing you to share these computers' resources back and forth. The most common thing you're going to find today, more than likely, especially if you have a high-speed internet connection, is what is called a broadband DSL or cable router. What this device does is it allows you to hook your DSL modem or your cable modem into this router device. It allows you to hook multiple computers to this router device. And not only can you share resources and printers between the computers on the network, you can also share your internet connection instead of having to pay for multiple internet feeds to each computer. You can hook all of this up into just one device and save yourself some money. There are also wireless routers that allow you to hook your computers up to the router wirelessly. I'm not going to talk about these today because at the moment all I have with my setup is a wired router, but wireless setup really is not all that much different. Now, what you need to know first, I'm doing this on XP Home. It is similar on 95, 98, and Millennium to set up in the way I'm going to describe. What I'm going to describe is not necessarily technically the most the best way to hook up your network. In XP and XP Home, you have simple file sharing, or not simple file sharing, and the difference between simple file sharing and not is that simple file sharing just essentially allows you to say, I want to share a file or folder or a drive, and that's it. Well, in XP Pro especially, you have another way, and that is not to allow simple file sharing, and this allows you to set up access rights and user rights to drives and directories, and is a much more secured method of setting up a network. And a lot of people will probably tell you this is the more accurate term for a network, but I'm just going to show you today how to do the simple network with a simple file sharing. That's more than adequate for most home users that are just setting up a couple of different computers to run from. If you're going to run XP Pro and you want to have multiple users on a larger network, then this isn't going to pertain to you. So now that I've said all that, I'm going to begin to show you how we go about setting up a network. I have two computers down here currently on my network. One is my 3 gigahertz machine, and the other is my 2 gigahertz machine. So what we need to do first is we're going to name our machines. And you can do this through Control Panel.
Start menu, Microsoft Update, Microsoft Update S, set program access and default S, settings submenu S, Control Panel C, enter, leaving menus, Control Panel, folder view list.
And we're going to go to System.
NY System. Enter, System Properties dialog, General Page, General tab, the switch pages, Computer Name tab.
And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go into the Computer Name tab on the System Properties.
Tab, Computer Name page. Windows uses the following information to identify your computer on the network. Computer description, colon, edit, 3GHZ machine, type and text, Alt plus D.
And this particular machine is called 3GHZ.
Computer description, colon, edit, 3GHZ machine.
Actually, 3GHC machine.
Tab, change dot 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 button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus C. Tab, OK button, shift tab, change dot 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 button to.
Now I'm going to go into change to show you what you need to do if you don't have this already set up.
Space, computer name changes dialog. You can change the name of the membership of this computer. Changes may affect access to network resources. Computer name colon, edit, black 3GHZ, type and text, Alt plus C.
Okay, the actual name is Black 3GHC. I don't know why that other dialogue was saying that. That's what I thought this computer name was.
Computer name colon, edit Black 3GHC.
Black 3GHC. That's the name of the computer.
Tab, more dot 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 button to active tab, workgroup colon, edit, MSHOME, type of text, Alt plus W.
Now this part is very important. All your computers will be on what is called a work group. And this work group allows you to find the computers you want to hook to your network. If you give each computer a different work group name, then they're not going to be able to see each other. What I typically do on mine is I call them MS Home for the work group.
Work group colon, edit MSHOME.
MSHOME, all one word. Now you don't have to do this. You could say home, or you could say my network. Pretty much whatever you want to do. you have to be careful about your names. You can't have spaces. You can't have a bunch of special characters. I believe you can use an underline, but you can't use dollar signs, slashes, question marks, asterisks, anything like that. So just keep it simple. And like I said, I just use M-S-H-O-M-E. And we want to make sure all the computers are in that work group.
Tab, cancel button to app, computer name, colon, edit, black 3GHZ, type of text, alt plus C.
The name of the computer, you can pretty much call whatever you want as well. That's has to be no spaces as well. It can't have asterisks, hyphens, question marks, dollar signs, any of that stuff. Just numbers, letters, and possibly underlines. But try to keep it simple and just keep it like one word.
Tab, more, dot, 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 tab, workgroup, pull, tab, cancel button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, and I don't want to change any of this, so I'm just going to cancel out.
Escape, change, dot, 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 button to activate, press space bar, alt plus C. Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar. Tab, cancel button to activate, escape, system, control panel, folder view, list view, system, see information, able, dot, 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 to move the items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, and I'm going to cancel out of that as well.
System, see information, able, dot, 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 31. Taskbar and start menu. System. System, see information, able, dot, 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 30.
Now I see what that's doing. That's okay. All right, let's get out of control panel.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer.
And now I'll go over to my other machine, and we'll make sure that its name and work group are all set correctly as well. So now I'm coming over to my other machine. This is my 2 gigahertz machine.
Start menu, set program access and defaults. To move through items, press S. Settings submenu, S. Control panel, C. Enter, leaving menus, control panel, for S, Y, system.
Gonna go into system.
Enter. System prop, computer name tab. Tab, computer name page. Windows uses the following information to identify your computer on the network. Computer description, colon, edit, type of text.
Oh, I know what I told you wrong. This section here is just the computer description.
Computer description, colon, edit.
Yeah, and that can be anything. You can just say, this is my Dell Inspiron 8400, whatever you want. It's just a description. I'm sorry, I told you when I first got into here on the other one a little incorrectly, but this is your description of basically just whose computer it is or whatever. Then we go to the change button.
Change, dot, 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 button to activate, press space.
And that's where we will give it the actual network information for the computer name and the work group name.
Space, computer name changes dialog. You can change the name of the membership tab. More dot 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 button to act shift tab. Computer name colon edit Rick 2GHC type of text.
And this particular machine is called Rick 2GHZ.
Tab, more dot 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 but tab, work group colon edit MSHOME type of text.
And its work group is MSHOME. So we're good to go. You want to make sure your computer names are all unique.
Button to activate, press
space bar. We can cancel out of here. We didn't make any changes.
Escape, change, dot, 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 button to activate, press space bar.
We can escape out of here since we didn't make any changes.
Escape, system, control panel, folder view, list view, system, see information, able, dot, 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 alt, F4, desktop, folder view, list view,
Okay, now that we have our unique computer names, we have each computer on the same work group. We are now able to begin to talk about how we connect the computers. Let's see here. How we set up the computers in the network is we use something called Ethernet. And most of your newer computers are going to have an Ethernet port on them. If the computer does not, then you'll need to get what is called an Ethernet card that plugs into the computer. But luckily, Almost any new computer is more than likely going to have an Ethernet port built into it. And the Ethernet port on the back kind of feels like the same connector that, say, if you have a modem, an internal modem that has the little plug connectors for the phone cables. Well, the Ethernet plug feels very similar, but it is what the connector is called, an RJ45. It's a bigger connector. Feels just like a phone connector, except it's bigger. Feels bigger, and you can't mistake it once you've found it. You'll know what I'm talking about. So what we need to do is we need to get a hub. If, say, you're on dial-up or something and you're not sharing your internet connection, or if you are on a high-speed internet connection, you would get something, you know, like a DSL cable router. And we also need our wiring, our Ethernet cabling, which can be gotten at most any computer store or, you know, here in the United States, places like Walmart, things like that. You can get that cabling. If you need longer lengths of cable, you know, 20, 30 feet, you know, maybe 40, 50 feet in some instances, you might want to find a local computer shop to do this custom cabling for you. It would be much cheaper. If you got to go to Circuit City or Best Buy or CompUSA or whatever, you're going to pay a lot more for these longer lengths of cable than you really need to. Okay, once we have all of that, our cables, and you may need some sighted assistance on this if you're not sure what you're doing. But on the back of your router, you will have, you might have 4 or you might have 8 different plugs for each of your computer connections. You need to hook a line between the router and each computer. Most of the DSL cable modem routers have 4 connections on it for computers, and then 1 connection on it where you plug your cable modem or DSL modem into. And you need to make sure you get that into the right spot, because there's only 1 spot that the modem plugs into. The other 4 spots are for your computers. So it's pretty simple to do. You just take your wire, your Ethernet cabling wire from each computer into your router, and your modem Ethernet cable that comes with it, hook it into the router where it goes into the Ethernet, cable modem position. There's a port just for that. I know I'm rambling a bit here, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to. But I'm trying to make sure that what I'm saying is understandable and everybody understands what I'm saying. Okay, once we have all of this done, we get everything plugged back in and turned back on. What will happen on the cable router is it will, pretty much on Windows XP and everything, it will set up all the addresses and everything you need automatically. And this is probably the way 90%+ of you are going to go, because I'm sure you're going to want to share your internet connection. It's a bit different if you're going to just use a hub and you're on dial-up and you're just using the hub to connect the computers. You will have to go into your network settings and you'll have to configure addresses manually. I'm really not going to cover this right now, because I imagine most people are simply going to want to do this with their high-speed connections. If anybody wants to do this on a dial-up, I can try to help you there. It's been a while since I've set anything like that up, but I can give it a try if somebody's looking to do that. But pretty much what I'm talking about here is done with the cable modem router. and it uses what is called DHCP addresses. These are configured automatically and given out to each computer. Each computer on the internet, not the internet, but each computer on the network in your house needs to have a unique address. And the cable router does this automatically. Whereas if you're just using a hub, there's a difference between a hub and a router. I don't really want to get into those technicalities, but just be aware there is a difference. A hub lets you set up multiple computers as well, but you have to go into your network connections on Windows and assign manual addresses. And that gets much, much harder, and you probably really, really don't want to have to do that, I'm sure. Okay, so let's say we've got all that done. We've got the computers set up with unique names. We've got them all in the same work group. We've got our router. We've got our cable modem plugged into it properly. We've got our Ethernet cables from all the PCs hooked into it correctly. We've turned everything on. You've verified that you're still able to get out to the internet and everything is working correctly. What we will do now is I will show you how to share resources between one or more computers. So I'm over here at my 3 gigahertz machine, and let's say I want to share one of my drives.
Home, my computer. Enter. My computer. Folder view list view. Not selected. 3.1F floppy left. XP home. DVD dash R. Other stuff left paren E colon. Audio dash video left paren F colon.
Let's say I want to share my audio drive that has all my audio and video on it. Let's say that I want to share this drive with another computer. What I'll do is I'll hit my applications key to bring up my context menu.
Applications, context menu, open, open, to navigate, press upper, explore, X, search, dot, dot, sharing, and security, dot, 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 H.
And I will go down to where it says sharing and security, and hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, folder view, list view, audio dash video, left paren F colon, right paren local disk 186 GB, 92.3 GB, to move to items used.
And you may get a message once you do this saying that it's not recommended that you share the root of a drive, the root folder of a drive. You can just tell that okay, and you'll come up to this screen where I'm at.
Two. Tab, okay button.
Let's see.
Audio dash video left paren F colon right paren properties dialog. Sharing page.
To protect your computer from unauthorized access, sharing the root of a drive is not recommended. If you understand the risk but still want to share the root of the drive, click here.
Okay button, cancel button, apply button, sharing tab. Shift tab.
To protect your computer from unauthorized access, sharing the root of a drive is not recommended. If you understand the risk but still want to share the root of the drive, click here.
Then we will click here.
Space, local sharing and security.
To share this folder with other users of this computer only, drag it to the shared documents folder.
You can also use your shared documents folder to share things between one or more computers as well. But I like to do it this way, and then I like to map it as an actual drive. And I'll show you here momentarily how that's done.
Tab, network sharing and security. Share this folder on the network. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus S. Share this folder on the network. Checkbox not checked.
We want to check this.
Space checked. Share this folder on the network. Checkbox checked.
Okay, it's telling Windows that we want to share this drive or folders.
Tab, network sharing and security, share name, colon, edit, F, type of text, alt plus H.
Here is where we would give it a name. I'm just going to leave it as F, it's my F drive.
Tab, network sharing and security, allow network users to change my files, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar, alt plus W.
Now, if you're just wanting to get files from one computer to the other, if you don't want to modify or put files on to this computer from the other, then you wouldn't check this, but more than likely you're wanting to drag files both ways, so you will check this.
Space checked. Allow network users to change my files. Checkbox checked.
That's just saying that I'm sharing this drive and I want to allow the other computers that are connected to this drive through the network to be able to modify the contents of the drive, which means they could delete files or write new files out to this drive and not just only read them. If you just want them to only be able to read these files, then don't check this box.
Tab, network sharing and security.
Learn more about sharing and security.
Network sharing and security.
Learn more about sharing and security.
Tab.
View your Windows firewall settings.
If you're running a firewall, you will need to give permission in your firewall software for the network sharing. Otherwise, the firewall will block the connection. You will not be able to connect between the two computers. This varies on every program, so I really can't get into this. You'll have to look at the documentation that comes with your firewall and see what you need to do to make sure you enable the network sharing.
Tap OK button to activate. Press space bar.
So I'm going to say OK.
Space. OK button. Setting folder permissions. Dialog. Cancel button.
And then
folder view list view.
Then Windows will come up and say setting file sharing permissions for this drive. It may take several minutes depending on your drive.
Share documents. Audio dash video left paren F colon right paren.
And then it will come back to my computer or Windows Explorer, however you're doing this. Okay, let's go over to the 2 gigahertz machine, and I will show you how we go about accessing the shared drive on the other computer that I just set up. Let's see, where are we at?
Desktop.
Okay, going to hit home.
Oh, my computer.
Going to go into my computer.
Enter my computer. Folder view list view. Not selected. XP. Home left paren C colon.
And I'm going to go to my tools menu by hitting Alt T.
Alt T menu. Magnetic disconnect network. Map network drive. N.
And in that menu, you'll see a map network drive. We want to go into that.
Enter leaving menus, folder view list view, not selected XP, home left paren C colon right paren local disk. To move the items, use the arrow keys, map network drive dialog, folder colon edit combo, to set the value tab, browse ... button, to activate, press space bar.
We want to browse our network for connections.
Space, browse for folder dialog, select the shared network folder, make new folder button, OK button, to tab, cancel button, tab, select the shared network folder preview, shown closed, to move.
We need to go up to our list here.
Web client network, shown closed.
And where, in my instance, it says MS Home or MS Home.
MS Home closed 1-1.
It says it's closed. I want to hit my right arrow to open it.
MS Home open.
And you may have to wait a couple of moments.
Black 3GHZ closed.
Okay, I'm going to my computer, the black 3GHC, that's the name I gave that other computer, so it's identifying it. I need to open it, so I do my right arrow.
Black 3GHC.
And it's not saying it's open yet. It's scanning that other computer, and this may take a couple minutes. You have to be patient. Sometimes it's almost instantaneous, and on some computers, it's real slow. So, let's give this a minute to do its thing.
Black 3GHC open.
Okay, now it said it's opened.
F closed.
Okay, I used my down arrow and it said F closed. That is the shared drive that we set up on the other computer for this computer to use. So I don't need to open that because I'm just going to use this whole drive.
Tab, make new folder tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
I go to OK and hit my space bar.
Space, finish button to activate, press space bar.
And I do my finish. Well, let's see.
Shift tab.
Sign up for online storage or connect.
Shift tab.
Connect using a different username.
Shift tab. Reconnected logon checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press space bar.
If you tab up, we want to check this box that says reconnect at logon. That way you can keep your connection every time you reboot your computer.
Shift tab, browse dot 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 button, shift tab, folder colon edit combo, // /3GHZ/F to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Shift tab, drive colon combo box, /, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Now I'm tabbing, shift tabbing actually in this case, but I get to this, this dialog here.
Y colon 2 of 22.
To give it a drive letter.
Z colon, /3GHZ/F. X colon.
And we can select our drive letter.
Y colon.
In this instance, I'm just going to go ahead and let it use Y. So I'll tab back down.
Tab, folder, code, tab, browse, dot, 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 tab, reconnected, log, tab.
Connect using this
tab,
sign up for a
tab, finish button to activate, press space bar.
And I'll hit my finish button, press my space bar.
Space, map network drive dialog, attempting to connect to //3GHZ/F. Cancel button to activate, press space bar. My computer, Windows Explorer, to move the items, use the arrow keys, F3GHZ, machine, left parent, /3GHZ, right parent, apostrophe, left parent, Y:, right parent, folder, view, list, view, not selected, to move, direct.log. First day training session, direct audio.
Okay, now I have a connection to the F drive on my other computer from my 2 gigahertz machine here.
Alt F4, my computer, folder, view, list, view, not selected, XP, home, left parent, C:, right parent, local disk, to move the items, use the arrow keys. F5.
And I hit F5 to refresh my view. Oops, that'll take a minute, sorry. And that's another thing. Sometimes it takes a moment when you get into my computer, when you have a network connection between two computers, because it has to go look at all the other files on that network connection that we just set up. And
Friday.
On this computer, it's being a little bit slow. Usually it's not quite this slow, but this computer's a bit slow and a bit clunky. And it wants to give me a hassle.
Alt F4, desktop, folder, view, list, view, home.
Let's go back into my computer.
Enter, my computer, folder, view, list, view, not selected, XP, home, left, video, capture, archive, left, parent, G:, right, parent.
These are my local drives.
Audio, left, parent, H:, right, parent, DVD-RW, drive, left, parent, D:, F3GHZ, machine, left, parent, /3GHZ, right, parent, apostrophe, left, parent,
there, and if we go down far enough in our list of drives, down past all of our local hard drives and our local CD or DVD ROM drive.
F3GHZ, machine, left parent, /3GHZ, right parent, apostrophe, left parent, Y:, right parent, network drive 609.
It's showing my Y drive now, which is what we gave that, to the other machine.
F3GHZ, machine, left parent, /3GHZ, right parent, apostrophe, left parent, Y:, right parent, network drive 609.
And that's our network drive. Now, all we have to do to access that drive is hit enter.
Enter. Folder view, list view, not selected. To move to items, view. Direct.log. First day training session. Skype demonstration. MP. WS_30002.
These are now files over on the 3 gigahertz machine. We're now accessing them from the 2 gigahertz machine.
Direct.log. Audio and video.
And I could do the same thing on this 2 gigahertz computer. I can go up to one of my local drives.
Folder view, list, grace document, share documents. Grace XP, video capture, left parent, F:, archive, left parent, G:, right parent. Audio, left parent, H:, right parent.
Say I want to share this audio drive from my 2 gigahertz computer to the other computers on my network. I'll hit my applications key.
Applications menu, audio, left parent, H:, open, explore, search, dot, dot, sharing and security, dot, 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 H.
Hit enter on sharing and security.
Enter, leaving menus, audio, left parent, H:, right parent, properties dialog, sharing page.
To protect your computer from unauthorized access,
we get our message again.
If you understand the risk but still want to share the root of the drive, click here.
Space, local,
we'll click here.
To share this folder with other
app, network sharing and security, share this folder on the network, checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
We want to share this on the network, so we'll check this box.
Space, checked. Tab, network sharing and security, share name, colon, edit, audio, left parent, H, right parent, type of text.
And this particular drive here. It says it's audio H for the share name.
Add network sharing and secure the allowed network users to change my files. Checkbox not checked. The check press quit.
And if I want the other computers to be able to alter or delete these files and not just read them, I'll check this box. If you just want it read only, then don't check this box.
Space checked. App, network sharing and secure app.
New your Windows firewall.
App, OK button to activate.
And it will go to OK.
Space. My computer, folder view, list view, audio left fair, DVD dash R, audio left fair, H colon right fair.
OK, and that drive has now been set up for sharing to the other computer. So let's go back over to the 3 gigahertz machine. And we'll map a drive letter over to the 2 gigahertz machine.
Share documents.
Let's see. Let me get out of my computer.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer. To move the items, use the arrow, enter.
We'll go back in.
Folder view, list view, not selected, 3-1, Alt,
we'll go to
tools, menu, map network.
We'll go to the tools menu. We'll go to the map network drive option.
Enter, leaving menus, folder view, list view, not selected, 3-1, app, flop, app, browse, dot, button to activate, press space.
Well, browse.
Space, browse for folder dialog, select the shared network folder, OK, but app, cancel button, tab, select the shared network, Chrome, Pro, Microsoft Windows network.
We'll open. Go to our list.
Entire network opened.
You'll see a bunch of different options in this list. You'll see, like, entire network.
Microsoft Windows network opened.
Microsoft Windows network.
Chrome, closed.
MS Home, closed. That's the one we want.
Chrome closed.
But you may see 3 or 4 other options on there. But the one that says MS Home is the one we want.
Chrome closed 1 to 1.
Says it's closed, so we do our right arrow to open it.
Chrome opened. Black 3GHZ closed.
You're going to see your shares on this computer as well as the other computers. Just because they're set up for sharing. We don't want the black 3GHC because that's this computer right here.
RIC2GHC closed.
But now we see RIC2GHC and it says it's closed. That's the one we want in. So I'll tell it to open it.
RIC2GHC.
And remember, it's got to scan that computer. So we got to wait a minute. Be patient. Over the network, it takes a moment or two to find the connected drives and all the files and folders. There, now it says it's open, so we can arrow down.
Audio left parent, H right parent closed.
And there is our drive, audio H. So
tap, make new folder, tap, OK button to activate.
We go to OK.
Space, finish button to activate, press space bar.
We're at the finish button, but
shift tab.
Let's make sure
shift tab.
Connected.
Shift tab. Reconnected logon checkbox checked.
The clear that the reconnected logon is checked.
Reconnected logon checkbox checked.
And it is.
Shift tab. Browse dot but shift tab. Folder colon edit combo backslash back to shift tab. Drive colon combo box z colon to change the selection.
And you decide which letter you want to share it as. We'll say Z on this computer.
Shift tab, cancel button to shift tab, finish button to activate, press
space. And we'll go to finish.
Space, audio left parent, H right parent on apostrophe, RIC 2 GHC left parent, Z colon, right parent, folder view, VCT podcasts, temp, gold wave audio tutorials.
And this computer is much faster at scanning the other computer.
Alt F4, to move the items, use the arrow keys. My computer, folder view,
I'm going to go back into my computer.
Enter. XP home left parent, Z, DVD dash, other stuff left parent, E colon, right.
These are my local drives.
Audio dash video left parent, F colon, right parent.
That's still my local drive.
Shared documents.
Shared documents is still on my local drive.
RIC documents.
That's still on my local drive.
Audio left parent, H right parent on apostrophe, RIC dot.
There, that is my shared network drive.
Audio left parent, H right parent on apostrophe, RIC dot network drive, third alt space.
Let me maximize this.
X, leaving menus, folder view, list view, audio left parent, H right parent on apostrophe, RIC dot network drive, 37.1 GB, 13.9 GB to move.
Okay, well, it's not saying the whole thing, but we know that's our shared network drive, and if we want to access it, we can just hit enter on it.
Enter, folder view, list view, not selected audio file folder, DCT podcast temp, gold wave audio tutorials.
And these are now files and folders that I am viewing across the network from the 2 gigahertz machine on this 3 gigahertz machine. And I could now just simply copy them back and forth either way. If I need files off the 3 gigahertz machine from the 2, I just select that and I drag whatever I need over, or if I need files from the 2 gigahertz machine here on the 3 gigahertz machine, I just select my 2 gigahertz machine shared drive and I just drag the files and folders over to here. It's actually pretty simple. There's not that much to it. And you can just do this with any folders. You don't have to do an entire drive. You can actually go into the drive, select just a folder, and say you want to share it. I just showed you how to do it with the whole drive, but the same procedure goes for just a folder as well. So let's get out of here.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer to move the item home.
Okay. Now what I'm going to talk about is printer sharing. You can also share printers across the network. My 3 gigahertz machine here has a HP 6122 inkjet printer hooked to it. Now let's say over here on the 2 gigahertz machine, I would like to be able to hook to that printer, but it's not hooked to this particular computer, so I'll show you how to do that. We can, if the printer's drivers allow network sharing, most do, some don't. Lexmark are notable that I've noticed for not being able to work over a network, but HPs and Epsons and other printers I've seen are pretty good about it. So let's see here.
Start menu, set probe, turn off computer, dot, log off, rate, run, dot, open support, search submenu, C, settings, submenu, control, network connections, printers and faxes, E.
We go into settings, and then printers and faxes.
Enter, leaving menus, printers and faxes, folder view, list view, not selected, freedom import, Z, freedom import, .. Tab, printer, task, subline, button expanded.
And let's see here.
Menu bar, file, the nav, menu, add printer, to move through items, press up or down arrow, A.
We go up to our menus and tell it we want to add a printer.
Enter, leaving menus, web view, main page, add printer wizard dialog, next greater button to activate, press space bar. Add printer wizard dialog, welcome to the add printer wizard. This wizard helps you install a printer or make printer connections. If you have a plug and play printer that connects through a USB port, left parent, or any other hot pluggable port, such as IEEE 1394, infrared, and so on, right parent, you do not need to use this wizard. Click cancel to close the wizard, and then plug the printer's cable into your computer or point the printer toward your computer's infrared port and turn the printer on. Windows tab, cancel button, tab, next greater button to activate.
So we're going to tell this next.
Space, select the option that describes the printer you want to use, colon, to set up a network printer that is not attached to a print server. Use the quote local printer quote option. Local printer attached to this computer radio button checked to change the selection. A network printer or a printer attached to another computer radio button checked to change the selection. Press up or down arrow.
And we want to set this to the network printer radio button checked.
Tab, left back button to tab, next greater button to activate.
And we want to go to next.
Space, what printer do you want to connect to? Browse for a printer radio button check to change.
And then we need to browse.
Name colon edit, type tab, list back button, tab, next greater button to tab, cancel button to activate tab, connect to this printer left parent or to browse for a printer. Select this option and click next right parent colon radio button check to change the selection. Browse for a printer radio button check to change the selection. Press up or down arrow.
And we want to browse, so we'll set that radio button up.
Tab, list back button, tab, next greater
go
button
to next.
To activate space, comment, colon, status, colon, documents, waiting, colon, share printers, colon, list box, MSHOME, to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
And we want to go to MSHOME.
Tab, list back button, to tab, next greater space, add printer wizard dialog. You need to specify a valid network printer name, okay button to activate.
Ooh, I know what I forgot to do. I need to go over here to the 3 gigahertz machine. And I need to tell the HP printer that it's going to be shared.
Start menu, Microsoft Update, turn up log, run .. R, open support, H, search submenu, C, settings, sub, control, network, printers and fax, enter, leaving menus, HP DeskJet 6122 ..
You find our printer. We had our applications key.
Applications, contact, printing, preferences, dot, pause, printing, sharing, .. H.
Go to sharing.
Enter, leaving menus, folder view, list view, HP DeskJet 6122, .. 0, ready HP, to move to light tab, drivers, additional drivers, .. button, to activate, press space bar, alt plus D tab, okay button, to activate, press space bar.
And we're going to tell it OK.
Space, printers and faxes, folder view, list view, HP DeskJet 6122, ..0, ready HP, to move the items, use the arrow keys.
OK, now we need to go back over to the 2 gigahertz machine and see if it's over here now.
Add printer wizard dialog, OK button, you need to specify a valid network printer name. Space, next printer button to activate, press shift tab, list back button to activate, shift tab, share printers colon list box, no selected item to move, shift tab, printer colon edit, type of text. Shift tab, cancel button to activate, shift tab, next printer button to activate, press space bar. Escape, freedom import, .. printers and faxes.
Let's escape out of that. Yeah, I'll hit Alt.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press
go to my file item, menu.
Menu open to move, close, see, properties, rename, M, delete, D.
Oops.
Escape, menu bar, file to navigate, menu open to move through items, press up a printing preferences, pause printing, G. Sharing, .. A, use printer offline, new, add printer, A, escape, menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, F.
Oops, I'm sorry. Go to my file menu.
Alt, F, menu open to move through items, press up or down arrow, O.
Hit A for add a printer.
A, leaving menus, add printer wizard dialog, next printer button to activate, press space bar. Next printer plus space, select the option that describes the printer you want, add, list back button to activate, shift tab, and local printer attached to this a network printer or a printer attached to another computer.
We want to tell them it's a network printer.
Press up tab, list back button tab, next space, next. Printer do you want to connect to, browse for a printer tab, list back button tab, next printer button tab, cancel button tab, browse for a printer radio button check, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
We want to browse.
Tab, list back app, next printer button to activate,
go to next.
Space, space, comment, colon, status, colon, documents, waiting, colon, share printers, colon, list box, MSHOME, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, MSHOME, MSHOME, tab, list back button to activate, press tab, next printer button to activate, press space bar,
and apparently I'm doing something wrong,
tab, cancel button to tab, printer, colon, edit, type of text, printer colon edit. Printer colon edit. Tab. Share printers colon list box. MSHOME. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Enter at printer wizard dialog. You need to specify a valid network printer name. OK button to active space. Share printers colon list box. No selected item. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Well, I wonder what I'm doing wrong here.
Tab. List back button to tab. Next printer tab. Cancel button to tab. Printer colon edit. Type of text.
Well, let's go back over to the 3 gigahertz machine and see if I've done something wrong. I may have missed something. So, come back over here, find my HP printer again.
Freedom import .. HP DeskJet 6122 ..
Okay, hit my application.
Context menu, printing, pause, print, sharing .. H.
Go to sharing.
Enter.
Hit enter.
Enter. Folder view, list view, HP DeskJet 6122 .. 0, ready HP to move the item. Share name colon, edit desk, share name colon, edit desk, type of text, alt plus H. Blank E, J, K, S, E, D, P, H, 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 E, D, E, S, K, J, E, blank. E, J, K, S, E, D, P, H.
Well, let's just call it HP.
Blank. HP.
For the share name.
Tab. Drivers. Additional drivers. .. button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus D. Tab. OK button to act. Shift tab. Drivers. Additional drivers. .. button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus D.
Let's go to this drivers button.
Space. Additional drivers dialog. You can install additional drivers so that users on the following systems can download them automatically when they connect. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Tab, list 1, list view, alpha windows NT 4.0, no, to move the items, tab, cancel button to activate, tab, list 1, list view, alpha window, not checked, IA64, checked, Intel, Windows 2000 or XP, yes.
Okay, well, we have XP.
Not checked, Intel, Windows 95, 98 and me, no. Not checked, Intel, Windows NT 4.0, tab, cancel button, tab, list 1, list view, tab, cancel button to activate, press escape, drivers, additional drivers, tab, okay button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, cancel button to tab, apply button to activate, press spacebar, alt plus a space. General page, enable sharing for this printer, click share this printer, windows edit, type of text. Tab, location colon, edit, type of text, alt plus L. Tab, comment colon, edit, type of text, tab, model colon, read only edit, HP DeskJet 6122 series, use your reading keys to read the text, alt plus O. Tab, features the shared printer, read only edit, use your reading keys, tab, printing preferences, .. button to activate, tab, print test page button to act, tab, share this printer radio button checked, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Okay, we make sure it's checked.
Tab, share name, colon, edit, HP, type and text.
Share name is HP.
Tab, drivers, additional drivers, dot, 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 button.
We don't need any additional drivers. We're just using XP drivers for these XP machines. If you had 95 or 98, you would have to download those drivers and point the sharing to those as well. But since we're just, both computers are XP, we don't need to worry.
Tab, OK button to active space, printers and faxes, folder view, list view, HP DeskJet 6122, dot, 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 zero, ready HP to move the items used.
Okay, let's try this again. We go back to the 3 gigahertz computer and see if we can find this.
Printer, colon, edit. Printer, colon, edit.
Okay, I'm going to get out of this.
Freedom import, dot, dot, dot.
And I'm going to hit Alt.
Menu bar, file, the navigate,
go to the Files menu, hit A for Add.
A menu, favorites menu, add to favorites, dot, dot, dot. To move through items, press up or down, add, organize favorites, dot, dot, dot. Escape, menu bar, favorites, the navigate, escape, leaving menus, folder view, list view, freedom import, dot, 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 zero, ready, free, menu bar, file, F.
File.
Menu open, to move printing, preferences, dot, pause printing, sharing, dot, 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 H. Use printer offline. You add printer A.
Add a printer.
At enter. Leaving menus. Add printer wizard dialog. Next printer button to activate. Press spacebar.
Let's read this.
Add printer wizard dialog. Welcome to the add printer wizard. This wizard helps you install a printer or make printer connections. If you have a plug and play printer that connects through a USB port, left parent, or any other hot pluggable port, such as IEEE 1394, infrared, and so on, right parent, you do not need
which
to use
we don't.
Printer. Click cancel app. Cancel button to activate. Press app. Next printer button. Space. Select the option that describes the local printer attached to this computer radio button check to change the a network printer or a printer attached to another computer radio button check to change
and that's the one we want to check.
Tab, less back button to tab, next greater space. What printer do you want to connect to? Browse for a printer radio button check to change the selection. Press up or down arrow. URL colon edit. 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 Tab, less back button to that. Shift tab. Land. Land. Shift tab, connect to a printer on the internet or on the home or office network, colon, radio button check to change. Browse for a printer radio button check to change the name, colon, edit, name, colon, edit, type and text. Shift tab, connect to this printer, left parent, or to browse for a printer, select this option and click next, right parent, colon, radio button check to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
See if we're doing this part right.
Browse for a printer radio button check to change the selection, press up or down, tab, less back button to tab, next press space, comment, colon, status, colon, documents, waiting, colon, printer, colon, edit, type and text, share, printers, colon, list box, MSHOME, black 3GHZ.
Ah, there it is. And it's looking for it, I believe. Let's give it a minute.
Black 3GHZ. Black 3GHZ. Tab, list back button to activate, tab, next greater button to tab, cancel button, tab, printer, colon, edit, type and text.
Okay, well, we called it HP, so let's give that a try.
HP. Shift tab, cancel button to activate, press space, shift tab, next greater, shift tab, list back button to activate, press space bar. Shift tab, share, printers, colon, list box, black 3GHZ to move to an item, press
it. So we told it it's MS Home and then the black 3HZ. Black 3GHC, that's the 3 gigahertz machine.
Tab, less back button to that. Shift tab, share, shift tab, printer, colon, edit, HP,
and we give it our file sharing name from the 3 gigahertz machine. We called it HP.
Tab, share, print tab, less back button to act tab, next greater button to activate, press
and let's try next.
Space, connect to printer dialog. Windows cannot connect to the printer, either the printer name.
Okay, fine. Well, we don't get to share. Sorry, guys. That's how you do it, and that's how it's supposed to work. I'm not sure why it's not working, but that's how you're supposed to do it.
Space, app, printer, wizard, dialog, printer, colon, edit, HP, type and text, black 3GHZ. Printer, colon, edit, HP. Shift tab, cancel button to active tab, printer, colon, edit, HP, type and tab, share, printers, colon, list box, black 3GHZ to move to an item. Black 3GHZ, MSHOME, black 3GHZ. Tab, left back button to activate, press space bar. Tab, next greater space, add printer wizard dialog. You need to specify a valid network printer name. OK button to activate, press space bar. Space, next greater button to activate, space, add printer wizard dialog. You need to specify a valid network printer name. OK button to activate, press space bar. Space, next tab, cancel button to add tab, printer colon edit, type and text. Tab, share printers colon list box, no selected item. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Black 3GHZ. No selected item. Black 3GHZ.
Okay.
Tab, list back button, tab, next grader button, tab, cancel button, tab, printer, colon, edit, type and text.
HP.
J, E.
Yeah.
P, J, land. H,
HP.
Tab, share, printers, colon, list box, black 3GHZ, to move to an item, press the arrow keys. Tab, list back button, tab, next grader, space, connect to printer dialog. Windows cannot connect to the printer. Either the printer name was typed incorrectly, or the specified printer has lost its connection to the server. For more
Or Windows is just plain being stupid. Or I'm just plain being stupid. I'm not sure which. Let's check this one last time over here, but I'm pretty sure that we've done this right.
Freedom import dot HP DeskJet 6122 dot dot dot.
Okay, we select the HP 6122.
Applications.
In our applications.
Menu, open, printing, pause, sharing dot 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 H.
Hit enter on sharing.
Enter, leaving menus, folder view, list view, HP DeskJet 6122 dot 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 tab, share name colon, edit HP, type and text, alt plus H.
Its share name is HP.
Shift tab, share this printer radio button checked to change the selection.
We want to share it.
Tab, share name colon, edit HP, type and text, alt plus H. Tab, drivers, additional drivers, dot 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 button.
We don't need additional drivers.
Tab, OK button to activate tab, cancel button tab, general tab, to switch pages, press sharing tab. Tab, share this printer radio button checked to change the selection, press up or down arrow, alt plus S.
Okay, in the sharing tab, I say it's being shared.
Tab, share name colon, edit HP.
It's HP.
Tab, drivers, additional drivers, dot tab, OK button to activate tab, cancel button tab, sharing tab, the ports tab. Tab, ports page, HP DeskJet 6122 series, list view, USB dot 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 virtual printer port foe dot 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 HP DeskJet 6122 series, to move to items use the arrow keys, alt tab, add port dot 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 tab, delete port button, tab, configure port dot dot tab, enable bidirectional support checkbox checked, to tab, enable printer pooling checkbox not checked, to check press tab, OK button to activate tab, cancel button to activate tab, ports tab, advanced page, always available radio button checked, to change tab, priority colon, edit spin box 1, to tab, driver colon, combo box, HP DeskJet 6122 series to change the selection tab, new driver dot 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 button to tab, spool print documents so program bin tab, start printing immediately radio button checked, tab, hold mismatched documents checkbox not checked, tab, print spool documents first checkbox tab, keep printed document tab, enable advanced printing features check tab, printing defaults dot dot tab, print processor dot dot tab, separator pay tab, okay button to add space, printers and faxes, full tab, address edit combo. Shift tab, folder view list view, HP DeskJet 6120, alt F4, desktop, folder view list view, my computer to move the items use the arrow keys.
Okay, well, that all looks good. So, I'm really at a loss as to why it's not sharing unless this driver, unfortunately, is not one of the drivers that likes to share. Let me pause this for a moment, and I'm going to reboot some computers, and I'll get back with you in a minute, and we'll see if we can try this again. Okay, I'm back again. I've been doing some research and I couldn't quite figure out what I was doing wrong, but I did find a way to make it work, and I don't know if this is right or not, but I did manually make this work. So I'll go through this with you.
Printers and faxes.
I'm in my printers and faxes section again. I'm going to hit Alt F.
Menu open. To move from items, press up or down arrow O. Printing, prepper, pause, printing, sharing, dot, use printer, add printer, A.
And I'm going to do an add a printer.
Enter, leaving menus, add printer, wizard dialog, next grader button to activate quest space bar. Space, select the option that describes the printer you want to use. Local printer attached to this a network printer or a printer attached to another computer radio button.
I want to tell it it's a network printer.
Tab, list back button, tab, next grid space, what printer do you want to connect to? Browse for a printer radio button check to change the selection.
And I want to browse for a printer.
Tab, list back button to activate, press tab, next grader space, comment colon status colon documents waiting colon, printer colon edit, type of text, share printers colon list box, MS tab, list back button to activate, press stick, shift tab. Backslash black 3GHZ backslash HP DeskJet 6122 series HP DeskJet 6122 series. Tab, list back button tab, next print tab, cancel button tab, printer colon edit, backslash black 3GHZ backslash HP DeskJet 6122 series.
And now what I did to get this to work, and I don't know why I have to do this, but I typed in the name of the printer, its full path and everything manually.
Home. Printer colon edit /3GHZ
Let's see. Okay, I'm back at the beginning. Now, you have to give it 2 backslashes.
Backslash. D.
And then the computer name, which in my case is Black3GHZ.
L-A-C-K-3GHZ. Backslash.
Then another backslash. And then the shared name.
H-T.
So, in my instance here, the name of the printer to share is backslash Black. 3GHZ / HP.
Tab share printers colon list box /Black3GHZ /HP DeskJet 6122 Siri HP DeskJet 61 Tab less back button to tab next printer button to ask space connect to printer dialog. You are about to connect to a printer on Black3GHZ which will automatically install a print driver on your machine. Printer drivers may contain viruses or scripts that can be harmful to your computer. It is important to be certain that the computer sharing this printer is trustworthy. Would you like to continue? Yes button to activate press space bar. Yes button. Space. Yes radio button checked. To change the selection press up or down arrow. Add printer wizard dialog. Do you want to use this printer as the default printer? Do you want to use this printer as the default printer? Yes radio button checked. No radio button not checked. Default PR tab. Spin and tab. Next printer button to activate.
And we want to use it as the default printer on this machine.
Space. Completed the add printer wizard to close this wizard. Click finish. You have successfully completed the add printer wizard. You specified the following printer settings : finish button. Add printer wizard dialog. Completed the add printer wizard to close this wizard. Click finish. You have successfully completed the add printer wizard. You specified the following printer settings : completed the add printer wizard to close this wizard. Click finish. You have successfully completed the add printer wizard. You specified the following printer settings : name : read only edit HP DeskJet 6122 series on Black3GHZ default : read only edit yes location : read only edit comment : read only edit less back button finish button cancel button finish button space. Printers and faxes, folder view list view, freedom import ... 0 ready free to move the item, HP DeskJet 6122 ...
Okay, so that's up now, let's go into it.
Enter, HP DeskJet 6122 series on Black3GHZ, list view to move the item, view
and...
Menu bar, printer to navigate, menu, printer menu, connect unavailable, to move set as default printer, printing preferences ... pause printing, and cancel all ... sharing ... H, use printer offline unavailable, view properties are...
Yeah, let's see.
Document menu, pause unavailable, A, resume unavailable, restart unavailable, cancel unavailable, properties unavailable, R, pause unavailable, A. Menu bar, list view, leaving menus, to move the items, use the arrow keys, menu bar, printer, to navigate,
printer,
document,
document,
U, V, L, H, U, V, menu, view menu, status bar check, to move through items, press up or down, air, refresh, status bar, refresh, F, document menu, printer menu, connect unavailable, O, set as default printer checked. E. Printing preferences ... F.
Well, I want to tell it to print a test page.
Pause printing unavailable. Cancel all documents unavailable. L. Sharing ... Use printer offline unavailable. Properties R. Close. C. Connect unavailable. O. Set as default printing preferences ... F. Pause print. Cancel all sharing ... Use printer off properties R.
Properties.
Enter. Leaving menus. HP DeskJet 6122 series on Black3GHZ properties dialog. General page. Printer name : read only tab. Location : read only edit. Use your reading keys to read tab. Comment : read tab. Model : read tab. Features maximum resolution : unknown read only tab. Printing preferences ... button to activate press space tab. Print test page button to activate.
There we go. Print test page.
Space. HP DeskJet 6122 series on Black3GHZ dialog. The test page is now being sent to the printer. Depending on the speed of the printer, it may take...
And there it's printing.
The test page briefly demonstrates the printer...
So... We now have the capability to print from one network computer to the other. And we have that configured now to work. It didn't exactly configure the way I would like to see it configure. We shouldn't have had to type in the name of the printer manually like I just did, but as you can see, it did work. So I know this is probably going to be really, really confusing, and I'm really sorry for that. I don't know why we had to do that manually, and I hope it doesn't confuse everybody too bad, but I did want to keep looking into this and find out what was going on. I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong. I'm not sure if Windows is doing something wrong, but it did work. So, in closing, that is how you set up a home network and how you do printer sharing. I hope this has been helpful, and I'll talk to you later.